Oh my god, yo, you know what I feel like? Our handshake kind of got fucked up over the years. Like, it used to be nice and smooth.
Damn, you're gonna start this episode up with some intense language.
Oh yeah, sorry. I guess, are they gonna censor us?
Yeah, no, let's just do one more time.
Restart it? You always wanna restart.
Come on, tip ever.
It's the ring that messes it up for us.
Oh, we always have to do our handshake before the episode.
Should we turn on the AC?
Why? Are you hot?
I feel like I'm not hot yet, but like the more we talk,
I'm actually so perfect right now. I do not want to get up. So
okay. Tell me about the neighbor that always be cooking some like stew and chicken. And
I was just saying before we started recording, I was like, there's someone. Our floor is like pretty big. There's like several apartments, but every time I walk from the elevator around dinner time towards our apartment,
mm-hmm.
I think it's someone in our area of the building
mm-hmm.
on our floor that is always chefing it up at dinner time.
It makes you wonder who it is,
right? And I always
like
smell, it's like, it's always a very specific smell, but it's like strong. Like you can smell it obviously through the door. And it's like garlic. A lot of garlic, or like a beef stew type smell.
You just know that shit is good.
Yeah, you just know that shit has like spice and flavor in it.
If you can smell that shit in the hallway.
Yeah, like I really wonder, and it smells good.
Yeah.
Like it smells familiar, like it's something that I would like to eat.
Yeah.
But how are you guys doing? Welcome back to the what podcast?
Welcome back to the What's the Juice podcast.
Sorry.
How many times are we going to do an intro? Do you think it's still necessary?
Yeah, like, we got to do it every time in case there's a new person listening. Welcome. My name is Alia Zaitza. I am one of your hosts.
And my name is Yoni Ikoto. Today, we have a very special episode for
you guys.
It's
not that special, honestly. It's kind of random.
It's
kind of random. Random is actually one of my favorite words.
Let me tell you. See, why do you love the word so much?
I love the word random.
But hold on a second. Yo, I feel like, you know what I noticed about myself? I say hold on a second a lot.
Hold on a second.
But I always say the same way.
Yeah.
Because you always be interrupting me.
I was talking and then you said.
No, I got you. But Alia loves the word random. And she uses that usually when it's something that's not good, right?
Okay, no.
So if she sees a car that's like a little bit different than other cars.
No.
She's going to be like, that car is so random.
Such a bad example.
Okay, go ahead.
That's such a bad example.
Okay, what's a good example?
No, it's like when... It's so hard because I can't think of an example right now, but
if
something is random, I'll say it's random. And oftentimes I use it interchangeably for things that I find like weird.
What makes something random? Like, for everyone out there that's learning English through this podcast.
Random. Je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi. You know, a lot of people say je ne sais quoi, and I don't think I've ever used je ne sais quoi.
That means I don't know, eh?
Je ne sais pas.
Je ne sais pas. Anyways, guys, random talking right now. But today we're gonna also kind of have a random episode. That's why I said random, because it's like not definite. It mm-hmm. is kind of just, you know, whatever.
It's just chill.
But it's just chill, exactly.
This is what we do here. It's chill.
We're here to have fun. I hope you've been good. I feel like because we record one day a week,
mm-hmm.
but then we have two episodes going live.
I feel like
the last time I recorded was so long ago.
It was so long ago, yeah, exactly.
Which feels kind of nice because then it makes me miss it. If I recorded like too often, then I would kind of be like, oh.
Except I don't really miss it because I edit. So I just heard ourselves like 2 days ago.
That's true. Once I record, I don't hear or see the podcast until we're here again.
Until she's back to work.
But today, we are going to talk about something kind of specific. And not very definite in the sense that before when we were like just working on other things, I was like, yeah, what should we talk about on the podcast today? And then I was like, you know what? Let's talk about, and I don't even know what the title of this episode is going to be. We're going to figure out that out later. But mm-hmm. let's talk about things that people do that annoy us in public. So
that's
I don't know
if fun.
That's going to be the title. There's also some social awareness kind of embedded in the main juice of this episode.
I think we should just call it social awareness.
But I think social awareness, like when I was, because I was doing a little bit of like research before this, just mm-hmm. to see like what people were saying, you know, mm-hmm. on the internet. And social awareness has more to do with like reading the room and like
yeah.
in social situations. This is more like just
pet
random
peeve.
Shit that strangers do.
Okay.
That pisses me off.
All right. Well,
in
we
public.
Well, maybe we should just call it like pet peeves number two, because we already did
or
pet peeves
in public. Public pet peeves. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see about the title.
And then we should do like road rage pet peeves, like road pet peeves.
I mean, there's only so many things that it can be.
Okay, a good example is like if you're driving and then someone is slowing down, but you don't know why they're slowing down. And then you find out that they turn and they slowed down because they wanted to turn.
Oh, but they weren't signaling.
And then they signal after they already turned. No, but anyway, just, so
yeah.
Let's go.
So I made a list. I don't know if you briefly made a list.
Yeah.
So maybe we can just like go one until my list, I think, is longer. So then we'll just.
Okay, here. I got one.
Okay, go ahead. We also might have repeat ones, so.
No, that's fine. One of my pet peeves, just in life, in general, when there's different groups of friends all hanging out together, either at a party or a park or at like someone's house, and it's like a get together, right?
Okay, how many people are we talking?
How many? We're talking like maybe five people. It's
okay.
Intimate, right?
Okay.
Five or six people.
Okay.
And let's say you're friend number one.
Okay.
And you're talking, you're making fun of another friend that's in that same group, but you okay. guys kind of bring up something that only you two experienced.
Okay. And it's kind of embarrassing for that other person.
Okay. But because you want to be
funny,
entertaining, you kind of make fun of your friend here. You're hoping that they will take a while and just kind of like laugh too.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that. And it's not funny. It might be like the thing might be funny, but as a friend, don't do that just...
But how do I know as a friend what's considered in that category and what isn't? Because sometimes there might be a story or something that you bring up that other friend doesn't mind that we're talking about.
Okay, then that's fine.
Okay, but how are you supposed to know until you tell the story?
Social awareness. Read the room.
Maybe. I feel like that's a tough... I hear you,
honestly,
but I feel like I've done that before.
I think your social awareness is not that great.
What? That's not true.
You think it's good, right? Is it on point?
Do you think I don't have the best? And actually, no, it's very conscious. Like, I'm aware. I just take a chance.
Okay.
That's like the thing. I actually take a chance and I just stab at the boundaries and see if it like is good.
Why do you
or
feel like you do that? Why do you feel like you want to push the envelope in like...
Because it pushes relationships further.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that's I always say that when I'm like talking to people, meeting new people, or just like friends that I have that I even want to get closer to, whatever boundaries we have with like certain things that maybe we've never talked about that,
mm-hmm.
or we've talked about it, but I always want it to go further.
Mm-hmm.
The one time that I'm like, we arrive there again at the gate, I'm ready to knock it down and see what happens.
This is
so
true.
And maybe they're like, no, you can't come in. And I'm like, okay, I guess we can't go there.
No, but you know, This is not an episode about friendships, but I just want to stay here for just a little bit, because when you have a friendship that you feel like we can go anywhere.
Yeah.
That is the best feeling.
But
you have to understand that you can't do that with every friendship.
And that's okay. Yeah, that's true.
That just because you can go anywhere, don't mean that I have to.
Yeah. I mean, I would say it kind of like makes me sad sometimes when I like try to get there and then I get a very clear cut
like
you, that's not where we're at,
you're not coming to this
or
party,
I'm not comfortable with, you know, that or whatever.
But why,
just
why,
like, damn, that's too bad.
But why does it make you sad?
Because like that's a friend that I feel like I can do that with, you know. I can just like talk about whatever and like be cool and close and open, you
one
know?
Thing I learned this year is that whatever I'm cool with, you can't put that on other people.
Absolutely. But that still it's still okay for me to be a little bit like, damn, that's too bad.
That's too bad. It's very different than sad.
I mean, sad or that's too bad. It's still my feeling. I'm not doing anything to them. Anyways.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, I hate when people do that.
Okay, cool.
That's not cool. Like, you're really throwing your friend under the bus. Okay, next.
I agree. Okay. This one, so all of mine don't really have to do with friends. They're mostly like strangers and things that strangers do that piss me off in public. Okay.
Mm.
So number one, there's kind of two. Okay. One is when people are in public and they're taking a phone call or a FaceTime call on speaker. We're talking, we're in the subway. We're talking, we're in the park on a bench. We're waiting in line for something. We're at a restaurant. We're at a coffee shop.
Did you say at a park on a bench?
Yeah.
How can I bother you?
Why don't you have headphones on?
But you're just walking by. You're not hanging out on the same bench.
I could be sitting next to you on the bench. Maybe we're sharing the bench.
I thought you just walking by and you see them on FaceTime. You just bothered
by it. I just don't think it's ever okay to take a phone call on speaker if you're in a public space.
I think the better way to say that is if there's people around. Because you're always in public space if you're outside. You can talk on speaker.
If you're outside, that's what I'm saying. You should only FaceTime out loud or have a phone call on speaker when you're at home.
Okay. I can't say that I love when I hear that, but
oh my God. I mean sometimes, and it's so obnoxious the way that it's like someone might just be waiting, like sitting at a restaurant or like low key. I'm just gonna preface by saying I love my sister, but I don't know why she answers FaceTime calls on speaker when we're just in line somewhere or like at a coffee shop.
But maybe she doesn't have headphones at the moment.
So then you don't answer a FaceTime call and it's a FaceTime audio and you put it up to your ear like a normal person. Not everybody needs to hear that annoying conversation out loud both ways.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Anyways, and then like just a sub note to that one is when people watch Instagram videos out loud in public or like they play a YouTube video or something, it's just like out loud in public.
Who plays a YouTube video out loud?
I don't know.
I've never watched a YouTube video. Oh, maybe I have. That means I really have to want to watch it.
Like,
I don't really watch
for the
YouTube.
Subway.
I don't watch. I just listen to a podcast. I mean, I guess I don't know. Everybody's different.
You always have your headphones on, that though. That's what I'm saying.
I always do, yeah.
I'm like, if you don't have headphones, you don't get to listen to shit out loud.
If I don't have headphones, I'll go back home and get them.
Yeah, or you just don't watch whatever you're watching.
Yeah.
Anyways, next.
Yeah, okay.
Yoni and I always debate which languages we're going to teach our future children, and it's seeming like I will have to improve my French because I do not want them talking behind my back when they get older. I've actually taken French classes in school for years, but something about the way it was taught never really stuck. But I recently found out about Rosetta Stone, one of the most trusted language learning programs available for both desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. I have to say one of my favorite features has to be the fast language acquisition, the way that you get immersed in the new language with no English translations, so you are constantly just learning how to speak, listen, and think in that language, which in my experience is key in picking up a new language fast. You pick up the language naturally, starting with words, and then you get to phrases and then sentences. They have 25 languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Japanese, Chinese, the list goes on. The built-in True Accent gives you immediate feedback on your accent and helps with speech recognition, which I also think is really key. It's also very convenient as you can learn on the go from your phone or your desktop anytime and anywhere. And of course, of amazing value with its lifetime membership of all 25 languages. So I say don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. What's the Juice listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. So visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. So redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. I'm wondering if you guys ever find yourself overwhelmed by hormonal changes, because if you're a woman, you're definitely not alone, as there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors constantly living rent-free in our environment literally right now. Think from our food to the water that we drink, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they can all mess with our hormones, unfortunately. Then, of course, there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through during our cycle and perimenopause and menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't don't suffer through it. But the good news is we don't have to anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Since Hormone Harmony contains science-backed adaptogens, they help the body adapt to any stressors. Think PMS symptoms, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and bloating. Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. It's kind of become a phenomenon on social media and women can't stop talking about it online. And for a limited time, you guys can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today.
Ooh, I mean, there's one worse than that.
What?
Listening to music just out loud, or like just be like one of those guys with a big speaker and you're just walking down the street thinking that everybody will enjoy your music.
I really don't get it when people do that.
I do get it. You know why? You know why people do that?
It's only guys that do that. I've never seen a girl do that.
No, that's true. It's only guys that do that. But then also, they... Sometimes if it's a good song, though, you're like, okay, like, this is the vibe. This is nice. But when it's not a good song or when it's, like, too loud, people do that shit here all the time.
Yeah.
It's like... I don't know. Maybe they just want to be, like, the vibe setter, you know?
No, they're just trying to get attention. Like, that's it.
Yeah. Well, that's not... Well, this one doesn't count for what I had, okay? This is another one. People who talk way too loud in a restaurant, if they're standing in line somewhere, at the library, just anywhere, on a bus, on a train.
I wrote that one too.
And listen, if you are this person, just help me understand.
We need to how, be clear what we mean, though.
Okay, so we're sitting at a table and there's a couple right next to us and they are yelling at each other almost.
Okay.
We're talking down here and they're like way up here.
I feel like even in a restaurant, there's some restaurants that are so loud that I can barely hear the person across from me, which I hate those types of restaurants. But I'm talking about, let's say we're in a coffee shop or something and I'm sitting at a table that's like... here and there's a table that's right here. I should not be able to hear that table's conversation word for word.
Sometimes whatever I will say though, sometimes there's some crazy conversations happening and then sure. I'm sitting across Ali here like we're just not talking, we're just listening. Like,
but I feel like I can't even have my own conversation because I can't it's hear so my distracting. Thoughts from like you do not need to talk that loud. The other day we were walking. Like, I think we were walking home and there was like some outdoor like restaurant that they had like seats outside, whatever. Mm-hmm. And there was only one table outside. And sure, you don't have to be mindful because like there isn't other people like sitting outside with you or whatever. There was a table of four people sitting outside and they were talking so loud. Like I could still hear their conversation and we were like down the street.
Yeah, it was
crazy. It's just not necessary.
I was like, I would not want to, like I probably wouldn't eat there.
And I actually want to add another thing too.
What?
Another thing too. The people like talking loud also on the subway, same thing. And also sometimes it's not even like they're talking, but then sometimes there's like another table that they're talking, but they're also laughing. And when they all laugh in unison and they all laugh like so many times constantly. And it's like, it's almost like to the point where they just want to look like they're having a good time.
Never crossed my mind.
Listen, I think that I know that might make me sound like a hater, but it's just like nothing's like that funny for that long and everybody laughing at the same like level every time and it's everyone together. You know what I'm saying? And it's like constant and it's the same kind of like
I think that recently happened.
And you keep hearing that. We were at a coffee shop and I swear to God, it felt like someone was pressing the same button on a like music production, what is it called?
Soundboard.
On a soundboard. And they have like group laughing button and they clicked it every time. And it was the same length, the same loudness, the same sound. Yeah, yeah.
No, that is annoying, especially if you just want to have like a chill morning. It's,
yeah, it's like, why are you like, it's, and I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's annoying. I mean, that happened to me. I mean, that happens all the time.
I just feel like there's some people that talk so loud. And then I'm realizing it's like when we're talking, like nobody can hear our conversation. And I can hear you and you can hear me.
Yeah.
So you don't need to talk that loud.
Yeah.
And
I don't know what it is. Like if
I think it's an American thing.
You think?
Because I've heard...
I think it's exactly not an American thing.
No, I've seen videos of people saying like they can tell Americans are... Yeah, I'm itchy. They can tell there's Americans in like a restaurant in Europe because of how loud they talk.
Huh. For some reason, I thought maybe it's Europeans that are a lot loud.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so go ahead. You got one?
Okay. My next one is also subway related. When people don't move further in the subway car.
Ooh.
Like they just stop at the,
right,
you know, there's
the
like
door.
The doors and then the middle and then the doors again. And it's like the middle is completely empty. And then people are just at the doors. And then whoever's at the doors is like this. It's like a mosh pit by the subway doors. And then in the middle, there's no one.
Yeah.
It's like, relax.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Anytime that happens, I'm just like, excuse me, can you please? Yeah. That has to be my top 10. Like, worst, most annoying things that happen.
That, and then also people, when you get in the subway and it's a busy subway, instead of people that are by the door moving further in when you're coming in the subway,
they stay there.
They stay there and you have to go like in the crowd.
But that's why I don't, that's why I really don't mind like squishing myself between people because they don't want to move. Yeah. That is,
subway,
yeah, I hate that.
Subway etiquette is like.
Yeah, but see, sometimes when I'm that person, when I'm just like standing in the front and then people want to come in, I always move because it's, I guess it's like some kind of a person who would just recognize the moment.
Yeah. When I'm in the subway, I'm constantly just moving where I'm standing.
Yeah. Some people just don't have that, you know?
No, some people actually just don't care.
Yeah. All right. Another one that I think is not really a pet peeve because I still think that love is love and love is always beautiful. But PDA, okay? Public display of affection.
Yes. We had a whole episode back in season one about that.
Yeah. And okay, in case you missed that episode, and if you haven't, you should go back to season one episode.
Who knows?
Who knows, right? I get it. You love your partner. I'm not saying anything about that, but I'm just saying when you see two people literally making out, grabbing whatever...
And where are they?
In public.
Okay.
Standing in line. I've
oh
seen
my
it happen.
God. Standing in line is just stupid.
Standing in line of a coffee shop. I've seen that happen before. And I just want to say this. This is not coming from a place of hate. It's coming from a place of like, I'm really curious.
There's just a time and place.
I'm really curious why you need to do that there. Now, some people may comment, well, you know, don't hate on love. Love is love. And maybe you jealous, right? Let me tell you right now, I'm not jealous. And it makes me like even uncomfortable looking at it.
Yeah, it's like you can't look away.
You ever feel that?
But you know why? Because it's like sticking out like a sore thumb. Like this is not a space. That is social awareness where it's like,
let me tell you why I don't want to look.
We all know this is not the place where you do this.
Let me tell you why I don't want to look. Because if I look and they see me looking, I feel like I'm looking at something I'm not supposed to see. But yet again, you're in public.
Yeah, it's like you're not supposed, like, why are you making out as if you're in your bedroom about to get it on, you know?
Yeah, so that's really interesting. If you're listening to this out there and you do this, listen, we love you. But like, send me a message and just explain to me. Like, have you guys not seen each other in a long time? Maybe you guys don't live together. No, like, there has to be a reason.
Listen, a few kisses, like, pecks, like, whatever, cool. But full on make out?
Yes.
Like, make out?
Yes.
Nah.
I mean, but that it goes with the grabbing and the...
Sometimes it's the make out without the grabbing, too.
It has to be an intense make out session, though.
But there's kissing and there's making out.
I mean, the making out is not too bad.
No, if you're making out, that means like you're in that position for a while. You don't like come together and then apart and then together, then apart. You're just together and you stay there. You know what I'm saying?
Let's stay here for a little bit. Why do you think people do that?
I have no idea.
Because
My first thought is I'm judging. Just because I'm like, this is not the place. Like, are you here to order a coffee? Or are you here to make out?
What do you mean you're judging?
Like, I'm judging them. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I'm just like I don't look at it. I'm like, oh, love. To me, that's not love. To me, that's like trying to compensate for something, trying to show off something. like what are you doing?
Hmm.
Yeah. It's like you're in a place where this place is meant for something. You know what I mean? And you're in public.
What are you doing?
And I'm
doing?
Not saying you can't like hug each other, hold each other. But even you know, the same thing is like if a guy has his hand like, you know, in a girl's shirt or something in public, it's like you really can't wait until you're not in public.
Hmm. I guess what crosses my mind is that it's not what are you doing, because I know what they're doing.
Okay.
But my mind just goes to like, I wonder why this has to happen here.
No, it doesn't have to happen. They want it to happen here. And there's also people that just like don't have anything else to do with each other than that.
Yeah, so you it's know? Like a deeper thing than
I
just
don't
what
know.
We
it
see.
Can be many things.
Yes.
When I see that, I'm just saying I'm not thinking love. That's not what love is.
No, I guess that's true.
Okay, I have a series right now that we can cover all in one swoop, and it has to do with sidewalks and walking on the sidewalk. Okay, we have a few kinds.
Okay, wait. Sorry. Before we get into those, I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Speaking of sidewalks, if you're biking on a sidewalk, not on a bike lane, right? There's a sidewalk. Just try to picture a street, a residential street, right? There's houses on two sides, and you're on the bike lane, and then there's also a sidewalk, right? So you're biking down the street, and there's a car that blocks the bike lane because they're dropping off or picking up somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Are you just gonna bike around it, mm-hmm. which you could easily do, or are you gonna, I guess, still bike around it, but like make a comment and tell the guy that happened to be by his car and say, can you move your car? You shouldn't be here. Kind of make a little scene out of it.
No. I go around. I don't say anything because like if they're delivering something, what are they supposed to do?
Hmm. I just watched a reel about that.
Mm.
I'll show it to you later. And the lady was like, great. Awesome. As she moves back around, he's like, what are you talking about? He's like, you shouldn't be here. This is a bike lane. He was like, I'm literally just picking up somebody. Yes, but you should not. Da, da, da. And it kind of became a whole thing. And I was just like, I get what she's saying.
With the cars in New York, it's so hard to park and they don't even have like those designated pickup areas.
Yeah, but I don't think this was in New York.
Oh, well then.
But if you just reverse it and the bike is just in the middle of the street trying to fix his tire.
Okay, that never happened.
That never happens, but I'm just trying to reverse the roles. And
it's yeah, like, it's not really that. But what I would say, since you went to the bike one right away,
mm-hmm.
I had one here. It's when people stand waiting to cross in the bike lane.
Oh, and you're biking.
I'm biking, but it doesn't matter. Even if I'm not biking, there's other people that are biking.
This happens every day.
And people literally, because there's this competition here in New York City, to be the first one that crosses whenever you can cross.
Yeah.
And it's like everybody stands like further and further and further and further into the street.
Yeah.
And into active traffic.
Yeah.
But usually there's also a bike lane and people will stand in the bike lane instead of on the sidewalk. And that's happened so many times. And I'd be like, kling, 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 kling with the like bike. Nobody hears it. And I'm just like, bike lane. And nothing.
Yeah.
I'm like, bike lane.
No, I use the bell a lot.
No, but then they don't hear you. So then I either have to stop and just look at them and be like, see where you're standing? Or I end up going in the street with the cars.
Damn, that's dangerous.
I mean, it depends. Sometimes it's like there was no car anyways. But I'm just like, there's this weird thing that
I ring the bell
with like crossing.
I ring the bell a lot and so loud. Especially, it's always funny seeing their face just realizing they fucked up, because sometimes they don't realize.
No, sometimes, most of the time, my experience has been that they don't have a face of like being sorry or whatever. They have a face of like, I did something to them. And I'm like, you're in the wrong, bro. Get out of here.
Yeah, I've gotten up before.
Get out of here. Like, especially when you get out of the subway.
Mm-hmm.
So you're coming up the stairs to the street, and then someone stops at the top of the subway stairs.
That's the worst.
To like check their GPS, which way am I going? Bro, you know, I do that too. Sometimes you get out of the subway, you don't know which
way
you're trying
okay,
to go.
It's like, okay, I just got out the subway. I'm at the top of the stair. What's my next step?
Yeah.
Left or right?
But it's like, just pull over to the side, let everybody that knows where they're going get out, and then once you figure it out, keep going. But do not stop at the top. It's like, just common sense. And then one last one for the sidewalk is when there's five, four people, a group of people walking on the sidewalk and they walk side by side.
That is top three.
And then when there's a person walking towards them, opposite direction.
They don't move.
They don't move. They just stay. I have to fucking walk by the tree. I have to step on the dirt of the tree because their asses can't just swoop. Like, that's the rule.
Yeah.
It's like you go in front of your friends or behind your friends. Or let's say it's some West Village little side street or little whatever sidewalk. Mm-hmm. And it's like the two of us are walking. There's another couple walking. What do? Whoop, walk, whoop, go back. Like, come on.
Yeah.
But then, like, sometimes people just...
That happened to me, I think, just... I don't remember. Last time I was walking outside in the city.
I mean, it happens all the time.
It was like four... It might have been five. And they were just walking side by side.
And that's cool if there's no one coming. But at the same time, I still don't think it's cool. Because what if someone from behind you... That's another thing, too.
It's
like,
not cool. That's never cool.
If someone from behind you is trying to pass you because your ass is be walking slow, for example. And also, some of us got to go somewhere. I got to go in the street.
And also, too, like... How can you talk? I get it. You know, you wanna, but still, like, you can only talk to the person who's next to you.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
So just do 2-on-2 situation or whatever.
Always.
Yeah.
Next.
I didn't have any.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm just.
I don't have that many stuff that bother me.
Okay. I have. Okay. We already said that. Okay. Another one that I have is you're either waiting in line.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you're standing just somewhere, like maybe you're eating a bagel outside and there's these like tables that are like tall tables and mm-hmm. they're outside. Or I don't know, just like maybe like a crowded place or something.
Mm-hmm.
And there's enough space for everybody, but somehow someone is just standing way too close to you. Like so close to you, and there's more space, like they can be further.
Further from you, I mean, are they close to you because they want to use the same table?
No, like they are. Okay, let's for the sake of this one, let's say we're waiting in line mm-hmm. to order a pizza or something, right?
Yeah,
we're at Prince Street Pizza, we're waiting in line, and I feel like there's this like agreed upon physical distance.
Oh, yeah, just like personal space,
exactly.
Yeah,
and there's some people
don't have that, they
don't
know.
Have that. At all,
yeah.
And listen, I'm not a person that needs to like leave hella space. Like I'm not like that at all.
Back to the COVID days, 6 feet.
But bro, there's some people that is like, they're almost like in my neck.
Yeah.
You know?
The neck.
And then it's like one time I'm thinking like, okay, maybe they just like, you know, moved a little bit too close. And then now the person behind them moved too close and like so on and so on. So you can't really like back up. So then I'm thinking like maybe the next time we like advance forward, they won't come as close. And they continue to come as close. And then they just keep going. Same thing like in the subway sometimes where it's like, you ain't got to be like in my personal space like that.
I just move when that happens to me.
Yeah, but what if I'm in a line? There's nowhere to move. If I'm sitting, remember that one time we went and got a burrito? In the Lower East Side, and we were sitting down.
On the floor?
We weren't sitting on the floor.
No, like I was sitting on the little doorstep.
No,
we
but
took
when
a photo.
We were eating.
Yeah.
When we were eating, we were sitting on a bench.
The guy that was standing like right in front of my face?
Yes, with his ass literally like right here.
Yo, I was sitting down eating, right? And then this guy...
Is standing at a table.
Yes.
Facing away from us.
Yes, so like... But then I told him, I said, guy, excuse me, like, can you move a little bit? And then, oh, so remember that?
Yeah.
I was
but
like,
he
kind of
seemed like annoyed that you like talked to him or told him to move.
I don't care.
Because then he didn't even move that much. He went back to where
I don't
he
care.
Before.
Just but when this happens to me, the personal space, I tell people like, can you move a little bit?
Yeah.
I actually when this happens, I do not hesitate.
Yo, I was on the subway.
Do you tell people?
Exactly what I was going to tell you.
I tell people.
I was on the subway and I was sitting at the seat that it's like, you know, there's the door. And then there's like a seat row here and a seat row here, right? Mm-hmm. But then there's like the bar that you hold on to. And then there's also another bar that connects from the wall.
Anyways, it's very complicated to understand.
Basically, sometimes, and I don't know why people do this, instead of like the bar to hold on to is to hold on to when you're in the subway. It's not for you to lean on, okay? But for some reason, this girl was leaning on this... metal bar, metal pole in the subway mm-hmm. when I'm sitting where the bar is at. So it's like, this is the like metal pole and her booty and her whole like physical being is like leaning on it.
Oh, was that yesterday?
No, that was like a few days ago. And I was like, it's like she was touching me past the bar.
Damn.
And I kept being like, bro, what the fuck? And it wasn't a busy car or anything.
Babe.
I kept leaning into her harder. So I'm like, maybe she can fucking move and feel that someone's sitting here.
You gotta tell
people. No business whatsoever.
Yeah, you gotta tell.
But it's, I guess it is on me because I didn't say like, excuse me, can you like, but what do I say? Can you not like be so close?
I don't care what you say. Just say, excuse me. I kind of love saying that. Like I love when someone is in the wrong and it's clear that they're in the wrong. I love to let people know.
I just wanted to like low-key just like push her.
No, that's...
I mean, not push like aggressively, just like give it a little nudge, you know? Just like, yo.
Yeah.
You she was really up in that pole.
You gotta tell people.
Like, and also those poles are like not made for you to lean on. They're made for you to hold.
I mean, I lean on them, but I make sure that nobody's right there.
You lean on
it
with like... That's what I'm saying. And also if you lean on it, you lean on the middle ones. You don't lean on the ones that are by the people that are sitting
down. Yeah, I think it's just disrespectful. When people are too close to you, they don't have... I don't care if it's not awareness or whatever, but I think it's just really disrespectful. That's why I never hesitate to let people know like, yo, can you move a little bit?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even saying because I'm mad or I need more space. It's just like, I wouldn't stand this close to you. Just move a little bit. It's fine.
Like, fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. And then now I have three last ones that I actually don't know my take on. I just saw them on the list and wanted to discuss. So first one is people standing up as soon as the plane lands.
I have a confession.
Mm.
That used to be me because I hate landing and waiting another 20 minutes to get off the plane.
Okay. I mean, you kind of have no choice either way.
True. But the reason why I used to get up is because I just want to be ready. So like the moment we have to leave, I'm one of those people who's already ready to go. Instead, because if you don't get up right away, you can have so many people. You're going to have to ask for space to get up and then leave. You know?
Yeah. I mean, the only way that you can get up anyways is if you're on the aisle seat. If you're in the window or the middle, you can't get up.
Yeah. Unless the person who's on the aisle seat also gets up, then you can get up with them.
But you can't because everybody gets up. There's only so much space in the middle.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But my thing is, there's no, like, for me in an airplane, let's say the aisle people get up first.
That's a good one.
My thing after that is like, okay, let's say the people in the middle that are standing up are leaving. Then it's like row, row.
Okay.
Row, row.
Yeah.
Instead of like, sometimes it's like people from the back are like trying to push. Like what I'm saying is like the people that are standing are leaving and the people behind them wait until the rows get out.
Okay.
So it's like somebody that's already standing up from row 20 and I'm row 18, mm-hmm. I'm going to get out before they get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But sometimes people that are standing already will get out first not let me get out and get my bag.
Yeah. I get that. Now that's annoying too. But
and
then again,
like, why are you standing already? And like people that would get in line to get like board the plane, and they get in line hella fast and hella early. I'm just like, or no, they just get up and wait like super early
in line.
But they're not even like they might be like group five. Yeah. They're just like standing. I'm just like, it's stressing me out.
Well, you know why I do understand those people is because whatever group you're in, you want to be the first of the group because it's all about the luggage space.
Yeah, but
you don't want to have
no luggage space. They can check it in for free.
Okay, but that's an extra thing.
I don't know why it never bothers me.
It never bothers you?
No, because I'm like, I probably don't need that bag anyways. I'm just bringing it because I gotta like...
Well, one thing this summer and even just in the past when we used to travel is that we would be those people who get to the gate. And let's say we're like, I don't know, group D.
We're always the last group.
Yeah.
Because we pay for cheap seats.
And, you know, we're just waiting because the plane's going to take off at the same time. Like, we're all going to be on the same plane, right?
Yeah, but you always want us to get up early.
I want to get up early because I hate just getting on a plane when it's already packed and I got to find the space at the top I just don't like being the last one for some reason.
I like it because I've been comfortable this whole time. I haven't been, like, standing and shit. Okay, next one I have is... using the airplane seat recliners.
Can I speak to that?
Please do.
Because I have some long ass legs, all right? And we ain't got money for first class yet, all right? We don't do that. Economy only when it's, I mean, comfort. We only get comfort whenever we do long flights.
Yeah, premium economy.
Premium economy, okay? We do that, even though Alia does not need that at all.
I don't need that.
When we get that, she feels like she can like lay down almost, right? So we get that because I have long legs. And when it's a 6+ hour flight, you want to be comfortable.
Yeah. But if you're just flying for like 2 hours or three hours.
Give me the small shit. It's all right. It's fine. Yeah.
But my thing is, I feel like in economy, long flight, now a long flight, you just don't use the recliner.
I think you can.
I don't think you should.
You got to be aware of who's behind you.
Yeah, definitely.
If I'm sitting behind some tall ass dude, I'm not going to do that to him. This is what happened to me this summer. My knees already touching the seat.
They're like in the seat, like pressing against.
Like the person in front of me can probably feel my knees on his back, right?
Okay.
So, and then they lean, they can probably feel my knees even more, right?
They don't know. They think it's the seat.
Okay, anyways, they probably don't feel my knees, right? But
they should look back.
They should look back. And I told the person in front of me, excuse me, I'm 6'4". And
in a way, it's like it's not their fault.
It's not their fault. It's not their problem. They pay their ticket just how I paid mine. They want to be comfortable. So if there's an option to lean back, that means that I am allowed to do that.
True.
So just because your tall ass is behind me, that means that I'm not going to be comfortable on my flight? You don't know what. You don't know if I slept last night. You don't know where I'm going. So I get that. But I had to stand up for myself in that moment because, you guys, I'm telling you, I'm already really not comfortable.
Yeah.
But someone listening to this can be like, hey, just do premium economy at all times.
We ain't got money for that.
If you want to pay double. Can you imagine just having to pay double for each ticket that you find just because you're tall? Yeah. Anyways.
Okay. The last one that I have is using speech to text in public. Somebody said that that's pretty much the same as having a phone call on speaker.
What?
Some people were saying that you should also not take phone calls in public. Like you should go outside. As in like if you're in a coffee shop, people are like working and it's kind of chill and quiet. You should not be taking a phone call.
Yo, some people... I don't know if I agree with that
because nowadays people also take like video calls like for work and stuff in coffee shops.
I think this is where reading the room comes in. If I'm at a coffee shop and it's just like quiet and everybody's just kind of like just like nobody's talking, you can't hear anyone, I will never be the one to be like, hello? Yeah, so next week, do you want to? I can't even do that. First of all, I don't want everybody in my business.
Yeah, and then some people don't care.
And then two, it's, I don't know, I feel like I'm like bothering someone.
Yeah, yeah. But I would
say... If it's a coffee shop that's like live buzzing, and active.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I will have headphones in.
Yeah.
I
would say like speech to text is actually so useful. Like if I'm on the street.
I mean, I told you about that, right?
You told me about voice messages. I'm talking about like speech to text as in like I say it and it types it.
Oh, okay. I thought I told you that too.
No. That one I actually use quite often when I'm like walking somewhere because I don't want to be like walking using both hands and have to also look down a lot because when people look down, you do this. When people text and walk on the street, they usually walk sideways across the street, diagonal, slow down. Yeah. It's annoying. So that's why it's useful. And also if you have something in your other hand, like if you have a bag, groceries, different things like that, if you're holding a coffee, whatever it is, it's just so convenient.
Do you read it after it types it out?
No, I mean, I'm looking at it as it's typing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's always correct.
It's always too correct because you can always tell when someone is using that when the English is perfect.
Oh, I mean, yeah. It's like all the commas and the periods.
Capital letters, comma. I'm like, damn, okay, Mr. English 102.
But yeah, that was the last one. Yeah. But yeah, let us know in the comments below.
What is your pet peeve in public?
I mean, I know you keep saying pet peeves. This episode wasn't supposed to be about pet peeves, but I guess it turned out to be.
Okay.
I guess pet peeves is a definition of things that annoy you.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you Google it, you'll see it. So if to anyone out there who doesn't know what pet peeves means,
it's things that annoy you.
Exactly. Also, I want to give a shout out to anyone who's listening to the podcast and is currently learning English through listening to this podcast. And the reason why I want to give all of you guys specifically a shout out is because I remember there was a time where I used to do that. There was a time where I didn't speak English at all. Like, I remember being 14, 15.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't speak English.
But there weren't, like, podcasts back then.
There weren't I'm not even saying that they were. But I just remember finding anything where I could learn English. You know, I was watching a lot of interviews.
Cartoons.
Kobe Bryant interviews. No, not really, not cartoons. I used to just watch, like, basketball interviews. Because that was my world back then, you know?
Okay.
So yeah, like I'm glad we're able to like somehow help because I think that's like it's like it's pretty crazy, but it's dope at the same time.
Yeah, and this is like the English that people use.
No, exactly.
Yeah, so it's like English that you would like learn in school, you know?
Yes, and it's also a chill podcast. It's not like one. You ever listen to a podcast where the English is just too advanced? like sometimes I forgot who it is. There's like this podcast and he talks about like nutrition and
Huberman Lab.
I think, yeah, him for sure. I don't even.
I mean, he's also listening. Like a scientist. Like,
okay, but the reason why I stopped listening to his podcast is because I didn't understand half the shit he was saying. There's a lot of like terms.
Yeah, I mean, that's just also knowing like that, you know.
Exactly.
We're not a specialized podcast. We're just here to talk.
Yeah, we're just
real life shit.
Yeah. So, anyways, we appreciate you listening. And if you ever have a question, I was about to say, if you ever have a question about a word you don't know in English language.
We probably won't know it either. But yeah, let us know in the comments if you have any specific public space pet peeves and things that annoy you that people do in public spaces. If there was one that really resonated with you that we already talked about, also let us know in the comments.
And it could be something that's funny too. Like not even something that you like hate or like something that bothers you, something that you just think it's funny. Like to me, the PDA stuff, the kissing and hugging and touching in public, to me, it's more like funny. And I really wonder, why is this happening? Like, it doesn't bother me that much. Like, okay, kiss your girlfriend. I don't care.
Low key, also people having like legit fights and arguments in public.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you gotta know, you don't do this shit here.
That makes me uncomfortable, but it's entertaining.
Yeah, it is.
It's entertaining. You wanna listen to every single word.
And speaking of,
like, oh, damn, he did that.
We are gonna go over we're gonna go over to Patreon and do another Confess Your Mess episode.
It's been a while.
It's been a minute.
Yes.
We haven't done one in a while. So yeah, if you wanna listen to some people's messes, secrets, situationships, that's the place for you to go and check it out. And as always, you can check out our episodes on there. There's previews for every episode, and yeah, if you haven't been there yet, you should come. Everyone's welcome. That's the place where we feel the most safe. So if you like the podcast, maybe you want to just like check it out for a month, see how it is.
Yes. And also you don't have to specifically, now it's like a new feature, you don't have to commit to a membership, you know? You can get a single episode for, I think it's like $3.95 or like
$5.
Yeah. Oh, it is, right?
Yeah.
And you can purchase an episode and you can just scroll through and just pick whatever you want to watch. Because maybe you don't want to watch everything, right?
True, but you should because everything's pretty good. So
That is very true. But you got options, basically, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you got options. But thanks for listening. We're going to record the Patreon now. And it's like about to be 9 p.m. And I'm kind of getting the sleepy eyes. So we got to get going.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening. Shout out to your dog.
And shout out to you.
Yeah. All right. Bye. See ya.
Bye.